This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Did you know that more and more businesses are switching to Vonage? Seems like they know something you don't know, like how they can unify all their offices nationwide on their own private connection to the cloud. Or maybe they're saving tons of headaches by eliminating unwieldy PBX phone systems. Make the switch to better. Call 1-800-5-VONAGE or visit Vonage.com and find out why so many businesses are switching. That's 1-800-5-VONAGE or Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Were the San Bernardino mass shooters terrorists? Good morning, I am Bruce Johnson in for Gordon Deal along with Jennifer Kashinka. It's Friday, December 4th, and here is what we have for you this hour.
Various reports say the FBI is investigating the Southern California massacre as a possible act of terrorism. Sources say one of the suspects had communications with extremists in the U.S. and abroad. Syed Farooq and his Pakistani wife gunned down 14 people at a holiday office party Wednesday.
The victims have all been identified now. We'll have reaction from the boyfriend of one of them.
Republicans have voted down the Democrats' gun-related amendments to a health care bill. The GOP says it prefers to focus on overhauling the mental health system.
And how candidates running for president are making money while on the campaign trail.
She was earning $225,000 per speech, and she gave a lot of them. I added them up and estimated that just in speaking fees alone, Hillary, not including her husband Bill, but Hillary Clinton made something like $12 million from speaking fees. So a very lucrative business if you once you're in demand.
That is Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who will have more in about 20 minutes. A U.S.-born Muslim who, along with his wife, gunned down 14 people in Southern California may have been radicalized and in contact with known terrorism suspects. That's according to sources in several reports. The FBI, which has cautioned it's too early to link the attack to terrorism, has taken charge of the investigation into Wednesday's mass shooting at an office holiday party in San Bernardino. Agents were combing through evidence to determine what prompted 28-year-old Syed Farooq and his 27-year-old Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik to carry out the rampage that also left 21 wounded. Law enforcement authorities, quoted by the New York Times, said the FBI was treating the shooting as a potential terrorist act. The Times, citing congressional officials briefed on the probe, says the FBI, who were scouring cell phones and a computer hard drive of the couple, had communicated with extremists domestically and abroad a few years ago. CNN, meanwhile, quoting officials, said Farooq had become radicalized after marrying Malik in Saudi Arabia last year, although an imam at a local mosque he attended said Farooq showed no signs of that. Now, some of the reasons pushing authorities to believe the massacre may be terror-related included the astonishing arsenal the couple had amassed, their foreign travels, and the fact that they appeared to have meticulously planned the attack. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burgon said Farooq and his wife, who dropped off their six-month-old daughter with Farooq's mother shortly beforehand, fired about 150 bullets inside the Inland Regional Center and during a subsequent shootout with police that left both suspects dead. Bernardino Police Lieutenant Mike Madden was one of those on the scene inside the center, bypassing victims to look for suspects.
Probably 50 people responded past us and out the doors. And then we went further into the building, and that was a difficult choice to have to make as well, passing people that we knew were injured and needed assistance. But our goal at that time had to be trying to locate the shooters.
Chief Burgon said investigators had found an additional 5,000 rounds of ammunition at the couple's home, along with 12 pipe bombs and bomb-making material. The 14 people killed in the mass attack have now been identified. The IDs were made public yesterday, and details now are emerging on social media and through friends. 58-year-old Damian Means, a county public health employee, was among those killed. He was deeply entrenched in the Notre Dame High School community in nearby Riverside, from which he graduated in 1975. The principal says Means was a beloved figure at the school and was part of the chain gang crew responsible for tracking yardage during football games. Also, one of the victims was 42-year-old Daniel Kaufman. His boyfriend, Ryan Reyes, says he was immediately worried when he heard about the shooting, but held out hope that Daniel was safe.
As we were finding out more and more that, you know, no, none of these hospitals have him, that's when that hope just really dwindled.
And 52-year-old Nicholas Thasionis of Colton, California, also lost his life. He was a county health inspector, a father and husband, and had a passion for writing comic books. It is now 11 minutes after the hour. Republican congressional leaders have resisted Democrats' calls to tighten gun control laws following the mass shooting in California, saying they prefer to focus on overhauling the country's mental health system. In the Senate yesterday, Republicans blocked Democrats' gun-related amendments to a health care bill. One amendment, defeated in a 48-50 vote, would have expanded background checks to all gun sales online and at gun shows, with the goal of flagging people with criminal or mental health histories that disqualify them from gun ownership. Currently, the checks are needed only for sales by federally licensed dealers. Another amendment would have given the Justice Department authority to prevent a known or suspected terrorist on a watch list from buying firearms or explosives. Critics say that list sweeps too broadly and could prevent law-abiding citizens from purchasing a firearm. It was blocked in a 45-54 vote. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid on the Senate floor yesterday said lawmakers are complicit through inaction.
For far too long, we've done nothing, even as gun violence shakes our nation to its core. We must do something. We can start by passing improved background checks legislation.
President Obama is expected to veto the underlying bill repealing large chunks of the health law. Renowned rocker Scott Weiland, the former lead singer of a number of bands, including Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, has died in his sleep at the age of 48. A message on Weiland's Facebook page said he had passed away yesterday in Bloomington, Minnesota, while on tour with his latest band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. The group was scheduled to play a concert in nearby Medina last night. Weiland's manager told the AP he had learned of the rocker's death from the tour manager, but provided no further details. Weiland fronted one of the most successful grunge bands of the 1990s in Stone Temple Pilots, but was also dogged by problems with substance abuse throughout his career, including stints in rehab. In 2013, Weiland was fired from the band. Rocker Scott Weiland, dead at the age of 48. In the podcast today, we will take a look at candidates for president who are getting rich while running for office. You can hear that report on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com or on apps like TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, and SoundCloud.
We'd love to welcome a new sponsor to the show, All and Sundry, a modern men's shoe company with an old world vision. My friend Nick and his team make the finest handcrafted custom shoes, shoes your grandfather would be proud of. All and Sundry creates a unique experience where you select your style of shoe, whether for work or play. Then you choose the material, add custom features like eye stays, then select a color. They source all the materials and build each one by hand. Without a middleman, you get the savings. No more outrageous markups. If you're a shoe guy, All and Sundry is for you. If you're not, you might change your mind after seeing All and Sundry. Right now, get a 10% discount on a gift card for the holidays. Visit allandsundry.com and enter the promo code DEAL at checkout. That's A-W-L and sundry.com. Then enter DEAL at checkout. All and Sundry, stylish and modern shoes with craftsmanship a grandfather would be proud of. Again, allandsundry.com and enter code DEAL.
Bruce Johnson back on this morning, America's First News, filling in today for Gordon Deal. Gordon should be back on Monday. He right now is down in South Carolina with his ailing father, and we wish Gordon, his family, and of course his dad, our best wishes. The U.S. Senate has voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act and defund Planned Parenthood, clearing a nearly six-year hurdle that kept previous attempts to undo the health care law from reaching President Obama's desk. This morning's Mike Gavin has details on last night's action.
Though the president has vowed to veto the bill, it passed 52-47 with just two Republicans, Mark Kirk of Illinois and Susan Collins of Maine, joining all Democrats in voting against it. Independent Vermont Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders did not vote. The legislation would repeal major parts of the president's signature policy achievement, including the individual and employer mandates and Medicaid expansion, which would be aborted after a two-year delay. The legislation would also revoke all federal funding of Planned Parenthood, moving that money to community health centers instead. Republicans have been vowing to repeal and replace Obamacare for more than 5 years, voting dozens of times to dismantle key aspects of the law. This marks the first time Obama will actually have to bring out his veto pen to save the landmark law. Bruce?
Mike, thank you. It is now 18 minutes after the hour. It's an historic move striking down gender barriers in the armed forces. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced that the military will let women serve in all combat roles as long as they meet the high standards. He says they'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll also be able to serve as Army Rangers, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Infantry, and Air Force paratroopers. Carter says they're needed.
To succeed in our mission of national defense, we cannot afford to cut ourselves off from half the country's talents and skills. We have to take full advantage of every individual who can meet our standards.
President Obama called the move a historic step forward, saying it would make the military even stronger. Carter said the opening to women would take place following a 30-day review period, after which they would be integrated into the new roles in a deliberate and methodical manner as positions come open. The waiting period enables Congress to review the decision and raise any objections. It is now 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of our program brought to you now by Cameron Hughes Wine. You've heard Gordy talk about Cameron Hughes Wine, how they have relationships with super high-end wineries worldwide, and buy their wines to sell direct to you for 40 to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. Well, we've got some great news for you. Cameron Hughes has extended its incredible Cyber Monday offer just for radio listeners. That's 30% off and free shipping on a case and a free gift bag. It's the best deal of the year and only available through today, but only if you use our code DEAL. What are you waiting for? The offer expires today. It's a fantastic deal just in time for the holidays. Now, the only way to get this Cyber Week 30% off and free shipping deal is by going to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left corner, then enter our special code DEAL. Get any wine for 30% off with free shipping. That is chwine.com. Go to the microphone and enter DEAL, and remember, the offer expires today. It is now 20 minutes after the hour, and here is Jennifer Kashenka with more of America's First News. Jennifer, again, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. The first officer on the scene of a deadly shooting at a holiday party in California describes seeing unspeakable carnage and pure panic on the faces of the injured. San Bernardino Police Lieutenant Mike Madden says he and other officers had to pass people who were injured and needed help to try to stop the attack at the social service center.
It was extremely loud. The fire alarms were going off. There were people who were obviously injured and obviously in great amounts of pain. And that was evident in the moans and the wails that we were hearing in the room.
12 of the 14 killed were San Bernardino County workers, 18 of the 21 injured. Following the mass shooting, Republican leaders resisted Democrats' calls to tighten gun control laws, saying they prefer to focus on overhauling the country's mental health system. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid calls the inaction despicable.
For far too long, we've done nothing, even as gun violence shakes our nation to its core.
One amendment defeated
we
by...
We must do something. We can start by passing improved background checks legislation.
One amendment defeated by two votes would have expanded background checks to all gun sales online and at gun shows with the goal of flagging people with criminal or mental health histories to disqualify them from gun ownership. Scott Weiland, best known as the lead singer of the Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, was found dead last evening on his tour bus before playing a show in Minnesota with his current band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. A message confirming his death was posted to Weiland's Facebook page saying he passed away in his sleep. TMZ reports Weiland famously battled substance abuse for years. And Kia Motors is going all out to convince you that LeBron James does indeed drive a Kia. The South Korean automaker has begun airing a new ad for its K900 luxury sedan that addresses in a lighthearted way the skepticism among some consumers that James actually drives a Kia. Since Kia signed the Cavalier superstar to a four-year deal in 2014, plenty of people have poked fun at the partnership on social media. Kia says it wants to show people that James actually does drive its car.
And he drives it hard, right to the rim.
All right. Bump.
Yep. All right. LeBron James in his Kia. It is now 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Welcome back to the show and good morning. This is This Morning, America's First News. Have you ever wondered why so many people run for presidential nominations in their respective parties when it doesn't seem that they have a chance of winning? Well, Rick Newman of Yahoo Finance has done a lot of research showing that this year's hopefuls are making money while running, first and foremost in book sales. Rick joins us now. Rick, is this a matter of some candidates running just to get richer?
Well, I don't know if that's the reason that many of these candidates are running for president, but I looked at what evidence we can find, what evidence is available to see, do you actually make more money when you become more famous as a presidential candidate? And clearly the opportunity is there to make more money. So I looked at one particular thing, which is book sales. Now, most of the candidates, not all of them, but most of them do have books out. Some of them have published books in 2015 as if right on cue to support their presidential bid. And the standout breadwinner here seems to be Ben Carson. Now, he was a best-selling author before he became a presidential candidate, so you can't simply say that running for president is the main reason he's selling a lot of books. But he is really capitalizing on the fame that is coming with being a not just a presidential candidate, but a leading presidential candidate. So I looked at book sales. He has sold about 250,000 books just in 2015 alone. That includes about 164,000 copies of his new book, which is called A More Perfect Union, and about almost 90,000 copies of his book from 2014, which is called One Nation. That's just a proxy. You know, there are many ways to cash in on fame. We use book sales as a proxy. But, you know, if your book sales are strong, that indicates you're well-known, and that means you're going to earn a lot in speaking fees, which most candidates don't do while they're actually a candidate. They usually wait until they're done running for office. And then, of course, a lot of these candidates will probably end up as news commentators. They may end up on corporate boards. They may get endorsements and things like that. So a lot of ways to make money once you become famous as a presidential candidate.
We are chatting with Rick Newman of Yahoo Finance. And Rick, on that topic of speeches and, you know, another way of capitalizing on political celebrity, I'm not sure if the average person knows how much money is on the table in that speaking arena.
A lot. So Ben Carson, before he became a candidate, earned somewhere between about, $15,000 to $45,000 per speech. And he's a very active speaker in the 18 months leading up to June 30th of this year. I think he gave about 130 paid speeches, and that added up to several million dollars. Now, you can't talk about speaking fees without including Hillary Clinton. She's the queen of speaking fees. Between the time she left as Secretary of State and became a candidate, she was earning $225,000 per speech.
Rick, thanks. That is Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. It is now 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up, security concerns are forcing the cutback of some of those TSA pre-check lines.
Most of you listening to this podcast are lifelong learners interested in gaining knowledge for your own personal enrichment. I have good news. That's the motivation behind The Great Courses, engaging video and audio lectures presented by top professors on a wide variety of subjects. The Great Courses has a collection of lecture series geared towards professionals like yourself, including Scientific Secrets for a Powerful Memory, How Conversation Works, Art of Public Speaking, and Influence, Mastering Life's Most Powerful Skill. These lecture series offer valuable tools and insights for anyone looking to strengthen their presentation skills, become a better negotiator, or sharpen their memory. The great courses are available in DVDs, CDs, streaming, digital downloads, or with the Great Courses apps. For a limited time, the Great Courses has a special offer for This Morning listeners. Order any of these four business and presentation courses for just $9.95. The special price of $9.95 is only available for a limited time, so order today. Go to thegreatcourses.com/deal. That's thegreatcourses.com/deal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
It's 34 minutes after the hour. I am Bruce Johnson filling in today for Gordon, along with Jennifer Koshenka on Friday, December 4th. Some of our top headlines. Sources say the FBI is investigating communications that one of the suspects in the San Bernardino shooting massacre had with extremists both domestically and internationally. Syed Farooq and his Pakistani wife gunned down 14 people at a holiday office party on Wednesday. On Capitol Hill, Republicans have blocked the Democrats' gun-related amendments to a health care bill. And Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced that the military will let women serve in all combat roles. Frequent air travelers have been noticing recent cutbacks in those pre-check lanes at the airport, which threaten to increase wait times for flyers. Those lanes are reserved for the TSA's Trusted Traveler programs, but the Department of Homeland Security has ordered the pre-check cutbacks over safety concerns that turned up during recent inspections. The Wall Street Journal's Scott McCartney is on top of the story and joins us now. Scott, what is going on here with the TSA and Homeland Security?
There were security concerns about some of the people who hadn't been vetted that the TSA was putting through pre-check lines. So there aren't enough people signed up for pre-check yet to keep all the lanes busy. And so TSA was picking people out of lines that they didn't think were threats. They were selecting people at random, things like that, to keep the efficiency of those lines up. Security concerns were raised about that. They've ended a lot of that practice. So as a result, they've had to cut back on hours that pre-check lines are open. The numbers are pretty impressive. There's been a 6% increase in the number of travelers going through TSA lines this year. And on top of that, with the pre-check changes, the number of people going through general screening lines is actually up 11%. So you get longer lines, or you will get longer lines at in the general screening area, and less availability for people who do go through the trouble of signing up for pre-check or one of the other Trusted Traveler programs.
Scott, to back up a moment, what was the original premise behind pre-check lanes?
So it's basically a Trusted Traveler situation. It's both a speed issue for travelers and a security issue for TSA. What happens is you sign up, you go through a background check, and TSA declares you a Trusted Traveler. With that status, when it's in your airline reservation, you can go through pre-check lane, which is basically old-fashioned airport security. You walk through a metal detector instead of going through the full-body scanner. You don't have to take your liquids and laptops out. You can leave your shoes and a light jacket on. It's much faster. And the benefit to TSA is both you get people through quicker, but you also remove from the general population the people about whom you know something.
We are talking to Scott McCartney of the Wall Street Journal about these cutbacks in pre-check lanes. Yet, as you mentioned before, the Department of Homeland Security has some reservations based on testing they have done.
Yeah, so this was there are a lot of issues with TSA right now and security effectiveness. The Department of Homeland Security does a lot of covert testing, putting weapons through checkpoints to see if screeners catch them, and there have been a lot of failures there. There are still some people who haven't been vetted who get pre-check status, some through a program called Secure Flight, where they're picked based on their airline reservation and some criteria that they have with that. And then they also do it at airports where they have canine dogs. So if you have a dog in the queue going through and a bomb-sniffing dog, they have enough confidence that the dogs are highly effective. They have enough confidence that once you've been checked by the dog, they can put you through the pre-check line. So they're doing that in some cities. But the net result is there are fewer people going through pre-check. They need to get more people signed up. And because there are fewer people, they've had to cut back on hours.
Scott, are these pre-check lane cutbacks nationwide in virtually every airport, or is it a random situation right now?
Well, I think you really see it more in smaller cities. At the major airports with big security checkpoints, there's generally enough enough traffic from pre-check people to keep those lanes open.
Scott, thanks. Wall Street Journal reporter Scott McCartney. It is now 21 minutes in front of the hour on this morning, America's First News. And if you're a podcast fan, you can hear our podcast on the website this morning with GordonDeal.com or on places like SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Just search for This Morning.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Welcome back to This Morning, America's First News. It's a Friday, which means it's time now to find out what were the hot trending topics on Google this week. So we say good morning once again to Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. Nina, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Bruce. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Nina, the week began tamely enough with Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday.
That's right. Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday were trending this week. And really, I mean, these were huge, huge shopping days and also huge giving days. Cyber Monday raked in $3 billion online this year, making it the biggest online shopping day ever. And Giving Tuesday raised $117 million for charities. So both really, really big days online this year.
And then came Wednesday and the mass shootings in San Bernardino, California.
Yes, another tragic shooting in San Bernardino. And for people not familiar, San Bernardino is in Southern California. It's part of the Inland Empire, which is a region in Southern California, about an hour outside of L.A. And, you know, after the shooting, we saw people taking to Google to find out more information, people wanting to know, you know, where is San Bernardino, what happened, how far is it from L.A. and San Diego, and also who were the shooters in San Bernardino. Those are some of the top questions that we saw coming out of the shooting, directly after it happened.
And on Google, you had a big sports trend with the announced retirement of Kobe Bryant.
Yes. You know, basketball fans have been anticipating this for some time now, wondering if Kobe is in his last season, wondering if he might play a season or two more. And he made it official this week when he announced in a published poem, which was a really interesting and creative way to do it. The poem was titled Dear Basketball. And he announced that his NBA career, it'll come to an end after this season, which is his 20th season with the Los Angeles Lakers. He actually just set a record when he started this season, the most seasons with a single team.
And Nina, let's go to the video and the top YouTube video of the week gone by.
I shake his little booty like that. I gently rock him. Everything you do is very gentle. You don't want to do jerking motions ever. You hold the child with the fleshy part of your hands.
That's the hot Google doctor, Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert on how to quiet a crying baby. This video has gone viral. It has over 9 million views on YouTube now. In the first 72 hours, it raked in 2.5 million views. So very, very popular. And parents everywhere are asking why they didn't know about this proven method for how to quiet a crying baby sooner. He basically wraps the baby's arms or crosses them around the baby's chest and gently rocks their bottom. And you see in various examples throughout the video that it works every time.
Nina, good to talk to you once again. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bruce.
That is Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. It is now 14 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Gordon is off today. I'm Bruce Johnson filling in. Rising home values help more underwater homeowners surface in the third quarter, but some of the areas worst hit by the housing crash are continuing to struggle. Nearly 1 million fewer homeowners were underwater, meaning they owed more than half their home's worth in the third quarter of 2015 compared with the second quarter. This summer, 13.4% of homeowners nationwide were underwater, down from 16.9% a year ago. That's according to Zillow, the real estate information company. Typically, the proportion of homeowners underwater is closer to 2% to 5%, according to Zillow. But today, only San Jose and San Francisco have fewer than 5% of buyers underwater at 3% and 4.7%, respectively. This portion of the program is brought to you by Realty Shares. Investing in real estate no longer requires huge dollar amounts thanks to RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares.com is a crowdfunding platform that allows accredited investors to invest in pre-vetted residential and commercial real estate deals online. Estimated returns are between 8 and 20%. As a Realty Shares member, you can choose investment opportunities all around the country. And all of this for as little as a $5,000 minimum investment. Each opportunity is vetted by a team of RealtyShare professionals. To learn more and to set up a free account, visit RealtyShares.com/deal. RealtyShares is intended for accredited investors only and offers equity securities through WealthForge LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC. The experience of some may not be representative of the experience of others and is not a guarantee of future performance. RealtyShares does not make investment recommendations, and any securities offering can only be made through official offering documents that contain important information about risks, fees, and expenses. It is now 9 minutes in front of the hour, and we go back now to Jennifer Koshenka with more of America's First News.
Bruce, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says the rifles used in the San Bernardino mass shooting were illegal under California law because they were modified and violated the state's ban on assault weapons. Authorities say Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, the suspects in the Wednesday shooting that left 14 people dead and 21 wounded, were armed with four guns. While the weapons were originally sold legally, the rifles were subsequently altered in different ways to make them more powerful. In the wake of the massacre, the Senate voted on and rejected a series of gun control bills. The measures were taken up as amendments to legislation that would repeal the Affordable Care Act. Lawmakers voted 50 to 48 to reject a bill that would have expanded background checks for guns purchased online or at gun shows. The Senate previously rejected the background check bill following the December 2012 Newtown, Connecticut shooting. The Pentagon will now open up all combat roles in the military to women. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made the announcement yesterday.
We've seen women soldiers graduate from the Army's Ranger School. We have women serving on submarines. And we've opened up over 111,000 positions to women across the services.
Carter says the opening to women will take place following a 30-day review period. The waiting period enables Congress to review the decision and raise any objections. Five current and former members of FIFA's ruling executive committee are among 16 additional men who have been indicted on corruption charges. It's part of a widening investigation by U.S. prosecutors into soccer corruption. Two men, the president of the South American Soccer Federation and the head of the North and Central American and Caribbean governing body, were arrested yesterday in Zurich. And get ready to start watching live video of your friends and family doing something fun or dumb on Facebook. The social network is testing a new feature that will enable you to use your smartphone to shoot video so other people can see what you're doing as it happens. Facebook hasn't said when the feature will roll out to everyone.
Isn't implementing live video kind of opening up a can of worms here for Facebook?
It could be, but there's also Periscope and Meerkat and things out there already, so I guess they're just jumping on the bandwagon.
The wild world of the internet. Jennifer, thank you.
When you run a small business, even the smallest decisions are stressful. But there's one that's easy. The decision to make your business better by switching to Vonage's award-winning cloud-based communication service. With seamless mobility between your devices so your employees can connect with your customers while on the go. Call 1-800-5-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com to make the switch now. Call 1-800-5-VONAGE or sign up at Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice, man.
Former NBA MVP Allen Iverson and his famous or infamous comments about practice. Well, Golden State Warrior guard Stephen Curry, the reigning MVP, likes to practice, likes to do it a lot, and he's now the number one player in the league to watch in the pregame warm-up when he sings long-range three-point field goals and flashes his dribbling skills. Now, fans are showing up in droves hours early to games like Roger Chu, a 29-year-old engineer. He didn't think twice about taking a half day off from work, hauling across the state of California, and walking into a mostly empty arena in Oakland as soon as the doors open. In his mind, Curry was worth the $400 price of a ticket, even before he erupted for 40 points in yet another Warriors win. Chu says seeing him warm up is like watching a Rolling Stones soundcheck. It is now 1 minute before the hour, and that'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Bruce Johnson in for Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office, the traffic, then the parking, plus it'll be packed with everyone mailing holiday gifts and packages. So you should use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the hassles of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Then print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up. It's easy and convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Then before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com. Enter the code Deal.